Track 5, Norwich History. Last month we started a brief trip through the history of Norwich. Here is Tony Stimson to continue the exploration.
Let's continue our somewhat hasty trip through the history of Norwich. The River Wensum helped Norwich trade with the continent. Dutch and French-speaking Huguenots and Walloon refugees fleeing religious persecution arrived in the city in 1565, invited by Queen Elizabeth I, who once stayed at the Maid's Head Hotel in the city. The so-called strangers helped produce some of the finest woollen exports to the world, namely worsted cloth, named after the local village of Worsted. Strangers' Hall is where religious refugees from Europe met. Spanish Jews, Danes, and Huguenot and Flemish migrants fleeing the Catholic Church numbered as many as one-third of the city's population. The canary bird was introduced by the Flemish refugees, which is why Norwich City Football Club is nicknamed the Canaries. More of that later. The city's isolated position beyond the marshy fens meant that it had closer links with the Low Countries than with the rest of England. At the time, it was quicker to cross the North Sea than to travel across country to London. Although some would say Norwich hit its peak in the 15th and 16th centuries, many of its most remarkable buildings came later. The Grand Georgian Assembly House was built in 1754 as public rooms for genteel society. It housed an art cinema named the Nouvelle, which occasionally screens films. In 1882, the Catholic Duke of Norfolk gave a gift to begin the construction of the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist. Behind the cathedral is the 3-acre plantation garden, created in an old medieval chalk quarry. Norwich's delightful Art Nouveau Royal Arcade was constructed in 1899, and a transformation of a major city icon also took place in Victorian times. The dilapidated Norman Castle was given a makeover. Yes, the pristine facade you saw today was created by the Victorians. Norwich City Football Club, the Canaries, was founded in 1902. They used to play at the Nest on Rosary Road before moving to Carrow Road. Their On the Ball City is the oldest football song still sung in the world. City Hall was formally opened in 1938 by King George VI and Queen Elizabeth. The award-winning Art Deco Civic Centre was built to replace the Flint 15th-century Guildhall across the road, which remains England's largest and most elaborate provincial medieval city hall. Marvel at its napped flint and stone checkerwork. Nearby is Norwich Market, Europe's largest permanent covered market, and a vibrant riot of colour and commotion. In 1967, London Street became the first shopping street in the UK to be pedestrianised, causing fictional local DJ Alan Partridge to comment, "They forgot that traders need to access Dixon's," reference to the long-gone electrical store. Nearby, the Lanes are home to many of the city's finest independent shops and are a draw to residents and visitors. And Norwich has two shopping centres, Chantry Place and Castle Quarter, as well as the very popular Central Market, making Norwich the major shopping destination in the east of England. Norwich is the only city in an English national park. The Norfolk Broads, which are part man-made. We know this because of research by botanist Joyce Lambert in the 1960s. She discovered the lakes were flat-bottomed and steep-sided rather than bow-shaped. Further research revealed medieval Norwich Cathedral burning 400,000 turves of peat in 1 year. Yes, the Broads were dug for fuel. Well, that was a whistle-stop tour of our fine city. And we hope to bring you more detailed tales of the city in future editions of Just Talk.
Thank you, Tony. We look forward to more detailed historical highlights in the future.